Good morning, Carolyn. This is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hey, Sarah. How you doing? I'm calling you Saturday, right? Miss, I can't pronounce her name. She refused services.
Miss Haynes? Miss Benitez? Miss, I don't know who you're on. Let me pull it up.
Benitez.
Okay.
She refused services on
what she said.
Saturday. She said y'all didn't tell her anybody was coming.
Huh.
She just came home from the hospital, and y'all didn't let her know anybody was coming.
All right. Let me pull it up and see what happened there. I'm sorry.
And with the other lady, I did go, but I got confused. No, we'll do one thing at a time first.
for Larry Lambert, you mean? No.
Yeah, this I went, but the streets got confusing and everything, and so I went to call her, you know, to see now which way would I go, because it kind of cut off when I walked down the hill, and my phone was off, and I didn't have my debit card with me, so I had to go back home, get my debit card, pay my phone bill, and then I called her and asked her, did she want me to come back out, and she said, no, it was okay, she understood, she said, we just do it next weekend.
Okay, yeah, I have it here, that you're going to start with her, with them on the 21st. All right,
yeah.
And then, I don't have, who were you assigned to on Saturday? I'm trying to find, because I only have you for...
The lady on Paul Street, Benez, B-E-N.
Okay, hold on. All right, I'm gonna figure that out. Okay, I don't know what could have possibly happened there. All right, and I will put a note in there and see what we can do. And I'm gonna see what other cases we have. What's going on with Sonomia?
Okay, with Sonomia, I don't know the clock in was I'm having trouble in this and that. For me to
no,
me
I have
off.
You in here 10 to 2 Monday, Wednesday, Friday of. So you didn't work last week at all for her this last week, 9th, 11th, or 13th?
I did, but after that, Nina said she was taking me off.
Did you? Were you able to get in to fix your app? That's the reason why she's taking you off, and she's not going to let you. We're not going to be able to start you on the 21st until
right.
You get that fixed.
Well, it's with Miss Sonomia, because I had no, because she's near the airport and everything. Because I was clocking in at 5, and all of a sudden, it got messed up. So then I started doing something like on the phone, clock in like that, and I
like calling
you know,
in.
No, like a clock in is an
app. Yeah.
But I clocked, used Miss Sonomia phone. I had to use her phone or my phone.
Your
I used
phone.
Her phone to do it.
Yeah, you got
to
use your phone.
I did her phone to do
it. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter because as long as you're logged in under your information, it doesn't matter.
Did it show up? If you could tell, I don't see.
I don't have any clock-ins from you from last week, from February 9th, 11th, or 13th. That's the thing. All right, so let me talk to Nina and see how she wants to help you with this. So now, does your app work on your phone?
Well, I mean, it does. If she takes me off, it's fine because the travel time going, I'm traveling more time there than being there, honestly.
Right, but they're not going to. What I'm
time,
saying is, they're not going to let me give you anything if you're not clocking in and out using the app.
I don't have no problem using the app.
Okay.
It's just out there. I always been using it, you know, using my app. Like I said, she's near the airport.
I understand. Okay. I'll let them know that, and then we'll get your percentages up for the, because right now you're at 14%. That means that 14% of the time that you are working you're clocking in electronically. And we need to keep, we need to maintain an 85% electronic clock-in rate. Okay.
It's just because of Medicaid
rules. Like, it has to be verified through GPS location finder thing. So I'll let them know what the issue was, that it was out by the airport. There was no service out there. You weren't able to clock in and out. And then I'll see
then,
if
like,
she...
I assume Nina had took me off the case. That's what I think. Yeah.
Okay, so you weren't there last week. I'm just trying to make sure that you get paid for the time. So if you weren't there, you weren't there. That's fine. I'm going to talk to her, though, about keeping you on the Lambert case until so that way we can make sure that the clock-ins are going good. And then once the clock-ins are good, we'll be able to get you on something else during the week, okay?
Okay, then.
I'm sorry,
I mean,
Carolyn.
It's all right. If that's it, is it? I mean, it's not I can do about it.
All right, but I'll talk to her now. Okay, we'll talk.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Carolyn. I'll help you out as much as I can. All right, but this is above my pay grade, unfortunately.
I mean, no worries. You know, I applied for something else to work with the autistic kids. So it's coming through because. I'm waiting on the lady. She got to send me a code where I can go get my fingerprints done.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a whole lot much better. But for now, we're here. I'm taking what I can get. I got to do what I got to do. All right.
Yep. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.